try to shack a nigga. Pause. Niggas out they fucking mind, nigga. White Christmas, we had them blocks to cover. Bought my little bitch a baby Birkin, that's a stocking stuffer. Walking with them sticks, we them pool boys. Beat him till he black and blue lips. See a schoolboy. What the blood clot, nigga, rude boy. Five, puff a blunt and get high. Don't give a fuck if I die, cause my son is alive, nigga. Pack a 4-5, puff a blunt and get high. Don't give a fuck if I die, cause my son is alive, nigga.
Say something like that. say something like that. Another person that's really slept on, my homie Aldo. He's from here. Aldo's so hard, he slept on, but lyrically, he can't be fucked with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it, that shit just be crazy. Like, if niggas really can rap for real, bro. Like, I fuck with that because I rap. Like, nobody never wrote nothing. Nobody never wrote nothing. Nobody never wrote nothing. Nobody never wrote nothing.
This for the love of it, alligator, my oven mitt. Told her call me dough, now she begging me for my government. They thought they was, but they wasn't it. I'm really that. We cooking D and I'm pushing P like a Phillies hat. The bottle open. In Colorado, had a model choking. Come and cop at 5 a.m., I swear to God, we open. Nosy niggas, they wanna know what I be, what I do. And how it's calm to guard song from my tee to my shoe, they pray I'm dropping. 1 foot out, I make songs on the side. I just been pushing the tongue, but it's almost dry, nigga.
Dry, nigga.
They know we carry it, 5 wagon, a chariot. St. Regis Road by the shower, this ain't the Marriott. This shit hilarious, niggas pulling out phone cameras. No home training, no manners. They wonder will I crash, probably Cartier. They asking biz like where your man is, nigga Harley here. It's time again, another body. I ain't tryna have niggas calling me Wally at all.
I buy this and buy that, and why this and why that? I ain't buy this and buy that, and why this and why that? I ain't buy this and buy that, and why this and why that? I ain't buy this and buy that, and why this and why that?
I'm on a jet with the Steelers, this NFL shit. 33 with the Celtics, selling Larry Bird, drinking Rose Mo for real shit. That's NBA, get them bitches an NDA. Left arm out the window, them semi-spray, we was slept on. Worked fantastic, I had to stretch arm. Sending Rand skits from Paris while he in West Palm. Heard them, they don't talk like this. Dress funny, they don't walk like this. Don't get outlined in chalk like this. They ain't even from New York like this. My uncle used to sniff the white in front of me. Right in front of me. Keeping it together, cause Britain is right up under me. Mask on, it's not a burglary. It's time to operate anesthetics like we in surgery.
Surgery. Surgery.
Know these niggas wanna murder me. I buy this and buy that, and why this and why that? I buy this and buy that, and why this and why that? I buy this and buy that, and why this and why that?
Standing in front of
them. I buy this and buy that, and why this and why that?
Why that? Why that?
Take the stand. Learn to do it dolo. You don't need a helping hand. Activate your pockets and deactivate your gram. Understand. Just know the rules. Some shit is common sense and you can learn this shit in school. The crib like Home Depot. We got tools by the tools. I'm dressing up in Paris, getting ready for the Louvre. Look at my shoes. Nigga, stop it. Okay, see my fish. She said it's sea. Daddy clock it. Them losses turn to lessons, but the blessings, they ain't stopping. Neighborhood denim, Japanese. Check the if niggas feeling froggy, got a left hook sitting. I triple and I double, got a Westbrook vision. Culinary arts, we on a let's cook mission. We in the kitchen, niggas still talking yayo. My OG had a Spanish plug, got it for the J-Lo. Speeding in the European speakers playing Dago. Another pair of Nigel bricks stacking like some Legos. Don't get a halo, nigga. My niggas stop it. They asked for your location and you wasn't trying to drop it. Claiming you from there, nobody know you, nigga. Stop it. Said he be checking niggas, but they ain't no deposits. My nigga, stop it. My nigga, please. They know that God bless me, I ain't even had to sneeze. 300 or 400, that's just for the undertees. The hating shit is sickness, but it's more like a disease. My nigga, please. My nigga, stop it.
Everybody switching up, it's time to get a switchy. Scratch be coming to a nigga like his palm is itchy. If that pussy sunshine, I'm calling home like Richie.
Put your mother on the
yeah, it's Richie. With a function. Brooklyn gonna step up like them stairs at Broadway Junction. Yeah, you thought she was feeling you, but now she in here munching. Yeah, fed her dick all afternoon, she was lunching. Told you she brunching. looking at me. Hand some money or throw something that's good looking at me. Upside guard, haters gotta look up at me. Verse over, hook it at me. My nigga, please. You know that God bless me, I ain't even have to sneeze. 300 or 400, that's just for the under tees. That hating shit a sickness, but it's more like a disease. My nigga, please. My nigga, stop it.
Stop it.
My nigga, stop it.
My brother, stop it.
Wow. Yo, I love this guy's world, bro, to be honest. I'm loving it right now.
You loving it, huh?
I'm loving it.
You really digging that right there, eh?
I don't even listen to, like, you know, G shit like that, but I'm loving it, man.
I know, G. I know. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, man. It's real crazy.
Yeah, man. Straight up, man. Real stories, bro. Real stories ain't nothing corny. Hit the court, me and King Wise, Derek Fisher, Robert Ory. And we came for the glory. Don't ignore me. Don't ignore me. You can't ignore the deliverance. This ain't ignorance. Y'all still suffering with all that ignorance. Told y'all boys we ain't getting rich. Come on, God. You easily can see we'd be getting rich. Winning. Yeah, we winning. We are the ending and beginning. Older than the sun, moon, and stars. Open up your mind like you travel to Mars.
Really, so, I'm gonna give him the track list real quick.
Go ahead, G.
We started with Methlehem.
Methlehem.
By the way, this is all off the Rock, Paper, Scissors project.
Methlehem.
All produced by Spanish Ran.
Methlehem.
So we start with Methlehem. Not Bethlehem, we the Methlehem.
That's crazy, man.
We at the Methlehem.
That's crazy work.
Moving on to Club 662. So Club 662.
Oof.
Moving on to Why This and Why That.
Why This and Why That. Like that song. I love
I like that song too.
Yeah.
And then the last one was Holy Family.
Oh man, we're featuring Fabulous.
Yeah, the last one with Fabulous, that's right.
Yeah.
So the Rock, Paper, Scissors album. I wonder, do you know which one came first, actually?
I think Rock, Paper, Scissors was before Holy City.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like Holy City's a newer one.
I think they're still, but, well, I think one's 26, 20, and one's 25.
Okay, so still relatively close.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think it's less... I think the Holy City Zoo is a little bit more spacious. The production, it feels more spacious. Maybe it's a mixing decision or just a producing decision. I'm not sure. Maybe they leaned into that more.
What do you mean by spacious? Like, for the listener that doesn't know what the hell you talking about, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, like, how the fuck can a song be spacious? Well, spacious, space, right? Everything is perception. We perceive sound, and with perception, you can create space. It doesn't have to, you know, we don't have to be talking about physical dimensions, right? You can perceive space. For example, if I start getting further and further away from this mic, then you can still hear my voice, but it sounds a little bit more quiet, right? It sounds further away. Yeah. And as I get closer and closer and closer, it sounds like I'm getting closer into your ear, maybe into your mind.
Yeah.
And that's how you create space in simple terms. And so in a song, if a certain element or instrument sounds far away, it can be through reverb. It can be through just turning the volume down simply. However, it usually in hip hop, and I think what Spanish Ran is doing is he's using certain reverb and delays to really and imagers to really widen certain sounds. Right, you have the left and the right hemisphere, and you also have the left and right field of listening. So you can, you know, pan things to the left, pan things to the right. You can also make things wider. So it essentially is, it feels like it's taking up more space. You know, or it can feel like there is more empty space. It's just like shading when you're drawing. You know what I mean? If a painter uses shading, right, you can see the depth Like if he draws trees in the back, but there's a apple, a big apple tree in the forefront, and there's a bunch of trees in the back, then how do you create this sense of front and back on a 2D surface? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're using the shading, you're using the dark.
Wow.
The images. So just like you do that in physical art, you can do that in sonic art too.
Mm.
So that's what I mean by the space. Like, oh man, there's, for example, when he's like, yeah, I was really in the Mexican tunnels underground.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, boom, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It has the stab and then it echoes underground, underground, mm-hmm. underground.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates that sense of space. So yeah, Rock, Paper, Scissors is dope, though, man. Don't get it wrong. Rock, Paper, Scissors was dope.
Man, that's just
still keeps the grimy, you know.
Yeah, bro. And that's
grimy
just,
up.
That's just like, you know, that's just a little bit of a teaser for y'all, man.
Yeah.
Got more to come, man.
Straight up, got more to come. Let's. So yeah, I wanna hear a Spanish Rant talk some more. I'm really interested.
Oh yeah, and also we wanted to touch base on that line that he talked about when he said, "Son, I think I just made the team."
Oh right, right.
Told him don't be a Drea.
Yeah, Jalen Green. Talking about Drea, yeah.
And so
don't be a Jalen Green. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was thinking about what that line meant, and so we did the knowledge, and you know, it looks like Mr. Jalen Green got finessed by a 40-year-old shorty at the age of 23. Had a child and shortly broke up after.
Sticky, man.
And I mean, we don't know. We wasn't there, but yo, the advice was don't get caught like Jalen Green, right?
Yeah.
You know, don't get caught with your pants down, man.
Yeah, man. Man, it can happen to anybody.
This nigga, that he's your age. He in the NBA, nigga. And you know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it go, man. It can happen to anybody, man.
No doubt, especially
youngins with money.
Anybody
with money, to be honest.
Was she good looking?
Oh yeah, she's good looking. Like, I'm sure you might recognize her. She's a social media kind of influencer, and she's an actress as well.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, she looks familiar to me as well. But yeah, she's good looking. She doesn't look 40 at all.
What she look like, 30?
She looked like late 20s to like,
oh, okay,
like mid 30s.
Yeah.
So she does look young.
Yeah.
But yeah, the nigga got dead. The brother got done in.
He got.
I think he got done in.
Oh man, come on. How much did she get? I wonder.
I don't know. But it all depends on, you know. Right, the situation, right?
Were they even married?
I don't think so, man.
No, so you're just probably getting that child support money.
And there's a lot of stories like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I like how Aldo actually, he doesn't only talk about, you know, like he doesn't only talk about drugs or the streets.
That's his theme.
Yeah. However, like, yeah, he includes things like that.
Yeah.
That are modern. You know, Jalen Green's a young player. Like,
oh yeah.
If you don't really follow basketball now, you won't even know who that is.
Yeah.
So I like how he's keeping up with the time still.
Indeed.
You know?
Indeed.
And putting that in his music, man.
Most definitely, man. All right. Well, let's continue on with the story, baby. The Boom Bap Syndicate, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Y'all know what it is. Come on now.
Game changed a little, you know, from the outside looking in. But I just know by being there, you got your office in the arch, and then you got your lifestyle in the arch. So you could kind of tell the difference how close they are with the artists. But yeah, you know.
I mean, it's so much I wanted to even go into, because I had a feeling there was going to be so much to dissect.
Yeah, no.
But one of the things I do want to ask you with what you just, you know, kind of piggyback like what you just said a little bit. What made you kind of continue to do music? Because I know, like, being around or being in those offices, you kind of see like a little bit of the dark side of the industry. So, like, what made you want to continue to like still pursue what it is that you're doing?
It's like something I love. It's like it's passion. It's really passion. And just seeing from behind the scenes how it was or how people move, I can't let that define my passion. I just gotta move different. Like Jay said it best, you gotta learn how to move from a room full of vultures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the perfect example of how I live, you know? Like, you can kind of see the opportunists, and you can see some fuck shit a mile ahead. Because everybody wants to get their piece of the pie. It's one of those industries that there's no such thing as friends, you know? Mm. It's temporarily friends, I always consider it.
Yeah.
But if you do come across genuine people, obviously you're going to feel it. You're going to know. Mm. If they don't even ask you for music, they're going to reach out to you just to say, how you doing? How's your family?
Mm.
You know, and sometimes even that is a little skeptical because you don't even know if that's even genuine.
Mm.
But as far as, like, continuing, it's all passion. Like, I love it. Like, I love it. Like, I always think about how, what made me fall in love with it as a kid, who inspired me to want to keep on pursuing it, and just seeing the possibilities after the fact, after you reach that goal. Mm. Like, and even, like I say, even going, seeing, watching people in the help of beginners to see where they at now,
mm.
how their life can change.
Mm.
That's what makes me keep going. And even making people life, like changing people's lives,
mm.
and seeing their face when I even invite them to an office,
mm.
that makes me keep, that inspires me to want to keep on going, because I know I'm not one of those dudes that sells dreams either.
Mm.
But if I can inspire or even help you or even give you some type of words of wisdom just to be like, oh, from the, like even as an artist, right, they always feel like nobody's listening to them.
Mm.
But if you invite a person to the office out of just a random, mm. and they come in and you showing them around the room, not promising anything, but yo, just to let you know somebody's listening, it's always when you least expect it. Wow. I feel like when you expect some shit, it's always going to cause some type of disappointment because you expect too much. That's why a lot of dudes quit. And that's one thing, I mean, I always have conversations with my people who's like, don't expect it, let's just do it.
Mm.
Don't worry about nothing. Whatever happens afterwards, that's a plus. But let's just do it because we feel like it feels right.
Mm.
And I say that shit all the time, and that's how I live my life. I don't expect, but I do, and that's the motivation behind that too. And especially if I can make money with my peoples, and we all getting these vinyl deals together, and we're doing this as a unit, that's the motivation.
Mention your peoples a lot. And first off, as a collective, shout out to Blue. Blue's in here. Fucking Tree Mason, Source Heights, Todd Dale, Al Doe. I mean, how did all of that come about for you? Because these, like, shout out to all of them.
Like, my brothers, man.
Yeah, they pure fucking flames. Every last one of them.
All so different, all too.
Yeah, all different. Different. Yeah,
gotta state that. Me and Blue go 20-something years. Like, mm-hmm. we damn it, we grew up together at this point. You know? Mm-hmm. I met him, like, doing music. And mm-hmm. he went to the same high school. He fucking locker room and him rapping in front of a group of people. And mm. I, you know, at the time, nobody was really rapping like that. You know, and if you did, kind of kept on the low.
Mm.
Even with me, I was rapping, but I was like one of them low rappers. Like, I would write joints in my rhyming book, but I wouldn't even spit it.
Mm.
And then when I finally seen somebody who actually is courageous enough to let his rhymes out and people, like, gravitate into it, who was the perfect example. That's the first person I saw doing it. So I was like, oh, shit, somebody who's doing it just like me. And even before that, it was on some fashion shit. Like, we would wear cool G's. We went to Catholic school, by the way.
Okay.
So we would wear cool G's and Iceberg and Tim's, going against the whole odds of everything when we're not supposed to do it. Earrings, you know what I mean? Mm. Like so.
Trendsetters.
Yeah, we would do that. Mm. And we were probably one of the few dudes that was wearing Iceberg in high school. And that's how we connected for real, for real. And then the music actually created this brotherhood. So it's always stemmed from the music. And started with fashion, but it always stemmed from the music first and foremost. Mm. So I just remember rapping into Blue, and I was also like just speeding, like fasting, because I just wanted to let it out. I wanted to rap to somebody.
Mm.
And the first thing he told me was like, yo, you're dope. Mm. Just slow down.
Mm.
And he kept it that real with me. Like, he could have been like, yo, it's dope, and just, you know, kept it moving, but he was like, nah, he was like, yo, keep on doing it, just slow down. Give me some type of realism and some advice and shit like that. But that became my brother ever since. We made cut school, making demos. Like, we didn't even know what demos was. We was just doing it because we loved to do it.
Wow.
And for Aldo, went to high school together too.
Mm.
And Tree obviously is Aldo's brother. So Tree is actually the first person to ever rap on my beat. So he's the one that really was like, yo, this shit is dope, I rap on it. Like, he'll rap on anything, but he was like, I rap on it. And I ain't even, I'm like, a word. You know, I ain't take it that serious. But he did. And then after that, Blue started rapping on my joints. But Blue was really the one that, nah, keep on doing it. Let's keep on cooking. Like, the engine. And from there, it just became a domino effect. Then Aldo, obviously, he was already been doing his thing for many years.
Yeah.
So when Tree was like, nah, Rand's making some shit over there, Doe was like, "Word, send me some joints." And then it created a whole spiral effect with me and Doe having our little run. Mm. Sauce, and, but at the same time, it's all Bronx. Mm. Sauce didn't grow up too far from where I grew up as a kid. Mm. And that even stemmed from further people, like Dot Demo. Mm. Dot Demo and Sauce grew up together. So Dot used to always mention Sauce to me. And when I first heard about Sauce, like it was like a domino effect of from Rome Streets to Uncle John. From West Side. So after West Side and Griselda, I was already tapped in. Mm. But then I started seeing people coming right after them. Mm. And it just became a whole chain of event of, oh, there's more than one? Oh, there's more than one in the city?
Wow.
DC, they was coming from all sorts. Mm. So I just fell into this rabbit hole. And then I started seeing how it would get vinyl deals. And vinyl was a big thing. Because I remember even when I was close to West Side, me and West Side would have conversations. He'll mention that he'll get vinyl deals, but I didn't really pay attention to it because I was so far deep in some other shit of music industry shit. I didn't really think about vinyls in the underground. Mm. I was like, let's just try to get you signed.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even thinking about it.
Which is interesting because I think, and I don't mean to cut you off, brother, but I feel like that's something that you hear a lot. Like people say, like, you know, niggas don't eat on the underground or certain shit. Like, there's niggas that's eating. Like, your vinyl, you about to, I know you and Tree got your shit you about to,
Got a whole month coming out.
Yeah, yo, I seen that. So, I see a lot of artists eating off the vinyl.
Yeah, I mean, it's dope because it creates a fan base outside of where you're from.
Right.
Like, overseas, they support heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, my highest selling vinyl, it's me and Blue. Like MF Blue is one of my vinyls I sold for like almost $1,000 in Europe. And this is a vinyl that we did in his crib. I mean, not vinyl, but this is the music that we did in his crib. Mm. Like, everything we do is in the crib. So just to see how much people are reselling these vinyls for, it's crazy, but it's like it's dope to watch also because, like, you know, good luck trying to get it on the regular, you know? Because now the resale market is going to grow even higher if you don't buy it the first time. But yeah, a lot of people. But I started watching, Sauce is one of them dudes that put me onto the vinyl game.
Wow.
Like, he was like, no, we can eat off of this. Because he already did it before me. So he's the one who was really giving me the rundown of how the vinyls work and how to move with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's the first vinyl I actually ever had, Spanish Sauce. And I remember having all the vinyls, and I had no website, I had no Bandcamp, I had no idea. I was really hustling, moving them shits like they were drugs. Mm-hmm. Like, let me know if you need it, 2 for $5, you know what I mean? Like, doing all that shit. Mm-hmm. Obi strips, I had no idea how much you could get for Obi strips, the little strips.
Yeah.
So you could get more if that's connected to the vinyl, because it's considered an extra piece of art. You could charge $20 extra. But I was giving them out like, you get it. And I'm like, in the back end, really looking at it now, I'm like, damn, I was getting dudes free, like damn near half off of the vinyls. I could have got from way more, but it's a lesson learned. That's, you know what I mean? That's why you learn when you're doing it. So now I already know the game of it to the point that we want to start doing our own shit. We don't even want to collaborate. We want to go to the plants ourselves and do it. And that's a process itself, because it doesn't take 2 weeks or 3 weeks to make vinyl. It's like actual labor, like, you know.
Yeah.
And especially now that it's such a high commodity, it can take 6 to 9, 10 months, a year.
Wow.
So it's one of those things now that everybody's doing it. So now the plants are taking their time, really trying to fill up their orders because everybody is doing it. But beforehand, not that many people were doing it. If they did it, they'll sell out.
Wow. Could you tell us, because like I said, man, I had told you off camera, like, y'all, I tune in to your lives a lot.
Right.
The process of recording in your home, like, I've even seen, like, your footage of, like, you know, Blue's there, you got Tree there, Thieves there, like, everyone is, like, in your crib recording. How is that? Like, why do you choose the crib over, like, the actual studio and, like, getting guys together?
Well, it started off, it was really in Blue's crib.
Okay.
So when we do it in Blue's crib, it's the space, the comfortability. My spot is a little tighter.
Okay.
But even outside of that, it's more of a connection. Like, even with new people, like, you get the bill first before